836. Okay, I found one. I finally found a sounder that sounded good. Whew. Took a while. Because we're going to have us a new radio network on October the 3rd.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be those Fox folks. That's them. We'll hear Shepard Smith, won't we?
No.
Oh. He doesn't do the radio news?
No.
I thought he did a radio newscast in the afternoon.
I don't think so.
Well, we have Homer Simpson.
Might. We may have Shepard Smith. I don't know.
Okay.
But we'll don't know who we'll have.
That's right. But we won't have here's... Yeah, what's his name? Anyway. And most importantly...
I'm responding to some negative fallout because I tweeted this and posted it as my Facebook status, and it's garnered 3 retweets, and now I have a tweet mentioned someone that I'm not even sure who it is that says, how many different ways can I say how disappointing that is?
Yeah.
Fox and news should never be repeated in the same sentence. So my mention back to this person is, right now, any more disappointing than CBS lying, more so than MSNBC's pathetic attempt at anything?
Well, and again, you know, entertainment news is available in a whole lot of places. And so seldom do we actually get to hear newsmakers. I'm sorry if you don't like Fox, sir, madam, whoever you might be. But the idea that we are actually going to have more newsmakers on as opposed to what Karl Lagerfeld, birthday boy, will have going down the fashion walk in New York in the weeks to come is just generally what our audience wants.
And
again,
my reply again, any more disappointing than CBS lying, more so than MSNBC's pathetic attempt at anything, this decision is not about politics. And
no.
It's not. This is not a political decision. So.
No. Hard news is really what we want. And understand there were reasons that we had ABC. Those reasons have changed. And it just became a situation where we wanted to find a strong, verifiable network. And look, it's no secret. Network radio news is getting to be a very rare creature. And it used to be that CBS was the gold standard. There is no doubt they were the gold standard. But that they've had some slippage. NBC has not been a factor in radio news in a long, long time. ABC was the one who probably took over the top position. But ABC created several networks, and we were not able to take their news and information network. The package that we had was ABC Entertainment News. We'll still be able to have the coverage of breaking news. We'll still be able to have the stories that are very important, obviously, with tomorrow's anniversary of 9/11. It brings to the forefront when there are serious things that need to be covered, and ABC would help us there. But when it was not something that was hard breaking news, quite often we were left without an audio source, and that's not a position for a news talk station to be in. It's just not. So anyway. Fox is the critter that's out there. We hope you folks who like it will let us know. We hope you folks who don't like it will let us know. But that's what Twitter's here for. That's what our website is for, to be able to have some interaction. I appreciate Chase answering that person's concerns and any kind of feedback that we get.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
We want to have that. Okay, it's time for I Made It Through. I Made It Through.
Through?
Through, T-H-U.
Yep, that's right. Call 695-1620 right now, and the line will be busy. But I'm going to release a line here in a minute, and somebody will make it through, see? And they'll win tickets to Texas A&M and Louisiana Tech. Hey, how many radio stations offer that for a contest? They come up with some, you know, ritzy name. Our name is I Made It Through. 695-1620. I want to thank Mike Vivaldi and the folks at Team Auto for providing us tickets to tomorrow's game. It'd be 2 tickets, and I have them right here. They are in an envelope, as a matter of fact. So
all I got to do is write a name on a sheet.
Yeah, and you have the envelope, and you'll be ready to go. In the meantime, OMG, Robert Pattinson, of course.
Oh, yeah, he'd be Mr.
He's the vampire
Mr.
dude.
Mr. Vampire, yeah.
Okay, Ted Casablanca of E! Online reports the actor is making his way across America, has been spotted in California, New Mexico, and Lubbock, Texas.
Yeah, I don't get that.
Well, it says here, word is the white-hot vampire, he's got kind of pasty skin anyway, doesn't he?
Yeah, because he's British.
Okay. Is on an all-guys road trip with buddies and have popped into the Bar Crickets as well as the Buddy Holly Museum. Well, you think he might... There's a ball game tomorrow. You think Bobby would like to stop in with his friends? I bet you we could get him sideline passes.
Maybe.
We'll make – hey, we're Matthew McConaughey and UT got nothing on us, all right? Get old Bobby Pattison down here. Yeah, that'd be all right. How are you?
I'm great. You, I made it through.
You may, he knows the name of the contest right. And everything, ladies and gentlemen. You can't beat that. Who's this?
This is Harold Reeves.
Hey, Harold, what do you do, buddy?
Well, I'm a field engineer for Motorola.
All right, and so you're how far afield must you go?
Oh, all over the United States.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So let me see. Now, where are you based?
Navasota.
Really?
Just happen to live here.
Oh, wow. That's so how far have, in the last, since the first of the year, how far away from here have you gone?
Well, Seattle, New York.
Yeah, that's far enough. Okay, yeah. Do you so you do outdoor work once you get there, or are you indoors most of the time?
I'm mostly indoors.
Ah, well, that's a good thing. All right, Harold, you know where we're located?
You bet.
All right, I got a pair of tickets for you for tomorrow's game, so obviously you'll need to pick it up. It's Harold Reeves, is that right?
That's right.
Thank you, man, I appreciate it.
All righty, bye.
See you.
I'm sorry, what was that name again? I'm sorry.
Huh?
What was the name again? The winner?
Yeah.
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 What was it?
Harold Reeves.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. So, thanks for being here. Anyway, he knew the name of the contest. That knocks me out. I just love that. We don't have any more tickets, okay? That's it. That's all we're doing for Aggie football. Thanks to Mike Vivaldi and the folks at Team Auto for giving those to us. So, Kiefer Sutherland, your favorite fella? Why is it that every time we have a
fella, well, I like this show
from television? Yeah. Why is it that every time we have a Kiefer Sutherland story, it has to do with overservice? You ever notice that?
Mm.
Once again, he's been overserved, this time at the Gaslight Bar in New York City. Apparently, the manager had to kick him out.
You don't know who I am, do you? You just think you can inject Jack Bauer at any place, huh? So,
misbehaving. He, his favorite place to be is Iceland, because they use fireworks all year round there. And came on the Letterman show a couple of times and showed how they use fireworks in creative ways in Iceland. He's a bit of a card, I think. Hello.
In reference to you switching to Fox for your news.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. Okay.
Oh,
there we go.
There you go. Oh, so, all right. Are we keeping score?
No, I don't know that we are, but it's always nice to hear that. Burglary suspect escaped after being arrested by stealing the car he was being held in. Seattle police say the unidentified 33-year-old, see, that's bad that he's not identified. One would hope you'd already gotten ID by the time you put the guy in the back seat, but maybe not. 33-year-old had just been cuffed and placed in the back seat of the patrol car. The police admit that they stepped away from the vehicle for just a moment, and of course that was enough time for him to slide into the front seat and drive away. Using a canine unit, helicopter, police tracked him down 4 hours later, still wearing the cuffs. Car was not damaged. I'm guessing they probably will have a little meeting about that. Hello?
Just want to say thank you, Dittos, for getting the Fox News coming on. Maybe we can get some transparency in our city of Bryan.
Okay. All right. There you go. I don't know
that Fox will cover Brian.
I don't
or
know
if
they'll be doing a live feed from City Hall. But
I'm going to tell you what: if they're doing a live shot from City Hall in Bryan, Texas, we got problems in River City. Then that's. Hey, good morning, 8:46 News Talk 1620 WTAW. Don't forget we have a lot of high school football tonight right here on our radio stations. A&M Consolidated will be playing Austin Westlake. We'll have that here on 1620. And then Chase will be at the lovely and talented Dragon Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as the Vikings go over there against Round Rock McNeil.
The Mavericks.
Okay, then that kickoff at 7:30 tonight. Mm-hmm. And Rutter's playing Navasota at Merrill Green. That ought to be kind of fun with a couple of undefeateds going together. You can do that. And listen, if you want to keep up with all those scores, you can go to twitter.com/BrazosFootball. That's twitter.com/BrazosFootball. We'll keep you up to date on those local scores. Audiences in Australia have had enough of a Russian circus performer who swallows live fish on stage. The unnamed man travels with the Great Moscow Circus. Witnesses say in his act, he swallows the live fish and then reverses his fortune.
Oh, well. Adopts the old mama bird mentality. Huh?
Yeah, right. Now the circus canceling the act during the Australian part of the tour after multiple complaints from spectators and animal rights groups. No word on whether they'll resume the act once they leave the country. Okay. Let's go here. Hello.
I guess we can't put minnows on our hooks no more.
No. Okay. Hello.
Yeah, thank you for going to Fox. You're Thanks. Leaving what was too often the ABC Opinion Network.
Well, there's a lot of that out there. That's for sure, but I appreciate that. Hey, if you enjoy pictures of birds and you've got a few million dollars that you're just burning a hole in your pocket, consider this. You can place a bid on a rare edition of John James Audubon's Birds of America. There are only 119 copies and one of 11 not owned by a museum or a library. In other words, only 11 of them out there that are owned by individuals. The world's most expensive book will go on sale at Sotheby's tomorrow, roughly a decade after a separate edition brought $8.8 million. Okay, 10 years ago it brought $8.8, so see how we do there. The book consists of thousands of life-size drawings of 500 species of birds. John James Audubon completed his travels across America. In order to get the drawings right, they shot the birds, strung them up on a wire. He eventually returned to Britain where he printed books and targeted the rich to buy copies. Okay, so he shot the bird, killed it so he could paint it. Probably wouldn't be able to do that today. Probably be a little pushback if you decided that that was the way you wanted to do that. Japanese doctor claims he has invented a ringtone.
Who hasn't?
Wait. Not done.
Oh.
Sounds like a crying baby and stimulates the hormone that changes, allows women to give milk, and therefore it makes their breasts larger. Once again. Once again, the ringtone will make women's breasts larger.
That episode of The Office was on the other night. With Kevin. I turned it off. It was just too creepy.
Yeah. It's pretty strange. But anyway, that is a smart marketer right there. That's good marketing.
Or a smarketer, as we call them in the business. Yeah.
Not sure if it really works, but nonetheless, you got that going on. Oh, wait. Here we go.
I thought you were going to take a phone call. No. I was going to advise against it.
No. A new Rasmussen poll reports flu season is just about to start.
Wow. He said flu, not smoking.
Right. Just over half of respondents plan to get a flu shot this year, according to the Rasmussen report.
The boy got one involuntarily the other day.
Oh, how's that happen?
Oh,
he backed into a needle?
Did he get in the way or what?
He went to the doctor. They said, we got to get some shots. And he got Hep A and flu. So,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. There you go. So done and done. Don't have to worry about it now. So everybody's back in school, right? I think that's safe to say. Which means it won't be long before we have the old parent-teacher conferences beginning. Those meetings can be as stressful for teachers as they are for parents. University of New Hampshire study. We're not playing them anytime soon, are we?
No.
Maybe like in volleyball or something. Anyway, study finds that meeting is often less about the student than sizing up of the parents and the teacher of each other, using the student's progress or lack of it as a yardstick. Parents often criticize their own child as a way of showing the teacher they recognize the flaws, while teachers tend to be more optimistic, showing the child should be at least considered in a more positive light. Hon, you don't feed them, okay? You don't have to make sure their room is picked up or they do the right thing, you know. And just to show that there's a fool and some money out there, Billy Ray
Cyrus?
That's the one.
Mm-hmm.
Billy Ray, I know you've got achy, breaky heart on your iPod, but nonetheless.
Yeah, well.
Billy Ray and his son, Trace, did we know he had a son?
Well, I figured he's populating the world.
Yeah.
We knew about...
It's Miley!
That's right. And you remember about Miley.
It's a felony!
Actually,
right.
It's not now.
No,
but...
it's not. That's true. Anyway...
Wow, that sounded very creepy for me to say that.
Billy Ray and his son, Trace...
What?
...are launching their own reality show. Again, there's way too much network time.
We need a new reality show.
TV Guide reports Dad and Junior going to hit the open road to investigate conspiracy theories about paranormal activity. Billy
what?
Ray, you.
What?
Billy Ray, you are paranormal activity, all right?
Yeah. Para means outside or beyond.
Yeah. Or almost or something. Anyway, word is the two will offer skeptical solutions. Okay, I want Billy Ray Cyrus and his son to do a two-man breakout on that strange thing that's happening in Marfa, for instance. Anyway, the show will be called UFO Unbelievably Freaking Obvious. God, that is so sad. Please tell me that that's not going to be picked up. Please tell me that's not going to be picked up. But, again, somebody's going to have to fill time.
Well, let's see. If they want to keep Juniette on Disney, he can probably write a caveat into a contract, and you know, one of the many Disney offshoot networks can pick it up.
Be wonderful. There you go. News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 3 minutes till. Dallas is coming back to TV. Did you hear about that?
Get out of here.
Yeah, just tell me that.
My dance partner coming?
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I was going to say, Dish, I mean, how's this going to manifest
itself?
Well,
updated to the small screen after efforts to turn the project into a movie fell through. You know, John Travolta and Jennifer Lopez are both attached to the film project. Now, the entire idea has been scrapped. Instead, Dallas heading back to TV. TNT is reportedly warmed up to the idea of a pilot for that. They're going to have to bring that in. And, you know, of course, in the first year, we'll have to have cameos from all the living survivors of the show. Come on, do it. There we go.
This is kind of catchy.
When was that show on TV? That was like
78 to like 91 or something.
Okay, so I'm living in Beaumont at that time, and so we met the people across the street, the woman I was married to at that time. We met the people across the street, and we invited them over on Friday night, to play Scrabble or something, and they looked at us, and they went, I don't know what it was, but we said something, and they said, well, we can't do that. Dallas is on. And we kind of looked at her, and she said, you don't watch Dallas? And the thing is, my first wife and I both worked in television and at a CBS affiliate, and we really didn't care anything about it, to be honest with you. And they did. They thought we had landed from a foreign planet or something, because we didn't watch that. And it wasn't until it was almost over that Ken Kirchival became my favorite character on there. What's his name?
Cliff Barnes.
Cliff. He was always complaining. I just loved that. It was just great.
He was birds of a feather.
Yeah. Exactly. So anyway, so we'll see how that works out, but that'll be kind of fun. All right, on this date in history.
Love this part.
I know you do. Mm-hmm. Elias Howe received a patent for the sewing machine, which is really kind of interesting because he died penniless. He had the patent, but he couldn't put it together. So what's his name? Singer is the guy who made all the money off of it. But he's probably in the Inventors Hall of Fame, and we learned it growing up, but he just wasn't a very good businessman. 1939, Canada declared war on Germany. How'd that work? And in 1955, Gunsmoke premiered on CBS. And in 1963, 20 black students entered public schools in Birmingham, Tuskegee, and Mobile, Alabama. All right, you got a minute.
Only new movie at the Bijou's this weekend is something called Resident Evil Afterlife. Oh. And I don't know if I've seen a Rotten Tomatoes score of 0% before, here it is. It gives it a flat zero. Got a bunch of people that you've never heard of in it, but it's the only new movie at the theaters. CBS News says that their former weatherman, Mark McEwen, will return to The Early Show for a visit tomorrow on their show. It'll be his first televised...
Tomorrow.
Okay. First televised weather report since he suffered a near-fatal stroke 5 years ago. The segment will include an interview focusing on his recovery from that stroke. He